During the Biden administration's 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal, the CIA struck a secret deal to evacuate and resettle over 85,000 Afghans, including members of its elite Zero Units paramilitaries, with little to no vetting.
John Solomon at Just the News just published an article that the Afghan assassin who shot the two National Guard members was brought over as part of a secret deal negotiated between the CIA under Joe Biden and the Afghan special forces who had been working with the CIA on the ground as part of the counterinsurgency against the Taliban. So this means not only was the Afghan refugee who did this working with the CIA on the ground, but in fact the whole reason he is here is because of a negotiated agreement between the CIA and those Afghan militia and special forces folks who were assisting the CIA. And this is not an unusual thing.
Analyst Mike Benz revealed this was part of a deliberate strategy treating mass immigration as a remittance pipeline to fund CIA-backed militias abroad using U.S. taxpayer dollars sent home by evacuees.
In fact, it's so common that I think its impact has to be assessed and frankly declassified as to whether or not the CIA has reached such agreements, for example, with fighters in Somalia, whether the CIA has reached such agreements for resettlement and refugee status in Iraq, in Haiti, in you name it, you name your combat zone, and how much of U.S. refugee programs, these kind of negotiated agreements between military and intelligence and the refugees are in our whole system?
Well, first, I would say we have a stringent vetting process, which includes background checks before any individual comes to the United States. So I can't speak to one individual, but I can tell you and confirm for you that we take the vetting of any individual who comes to the United States and comes out incredibly seriously.
The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
Regardless of the BS Biden fed all of us, standard security screenings were deliberately bypassed for these CIA-trained fighters, many of whom suffered severe PTSD and harbored resentment over the debacle of the U.S. abandonment of Kabul on Biden's watch.
When they land, if they choose not to go to the military base and to walk, they're able to do that.
They must receive, for example, certain immunizations in order to enter the interior of the United States.
Well, but my point is, we don't have a system in place to keep people who want to walk. Now, the other question is, who are these people? And as I said, 75% of them are not green card holders, they're not citizens, they're not SIV holders, they're not even applicants for SIV. And this notion that they've been vetted as we would normally vet, I mean, how can we vet people? Are you going to call the Taliban government and say, you know, is this information about this criminal record accurate? Of course we can't. Normally we would be able to contact the government. Of course we didn't have an embassy because we had evacuated it. So we didn't go through the normal screening to, Director Abizade, your answer earlier, we didn't go through the normal screening process that you would for someone applying for a visa. You couldn't because we didn't have the visa officials in the foreign office there to do it. So
Lakhanwal was resettled in Bellingham, Washington in late 2021 under the U.S. government's Operation Allies Welcome Program. He arrived with his wife and five young sons on humanitarian parole, was initially hosted for 2 months by local private sponsors Stanley and Valerie Creighton, who raised money for the family via a now-deleted GoFundMe, and received 90-day resettlement assistance from World Relief and longer-term case management from the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants. Over 76,000 Afghan individuals arrived via humanitarian parole, with an additional 114,000 resettled through the follow-up on Operating Enduring Welcome from 2022 to 2025, for a combined total of nearly 190,000 Afghans.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Tuned into the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, joined in studio by the one and only Stuart Rhodes. Recently relaunched Oath Keepers. You can find that website at oathkeepers.info. And then the GiveSendGo is givesendgo.com/oath. And help the Oath Keepers get back on their feet and do a very valuable service. And, of course, we had like an hour-long conversation before the show today. We're so stupid. We should have filmed it. Exactly. We should have saved it for here.
Yeah.
But it's – we got to walk a tightrope here. And as I've referenced many times, sort of you first came to prominence with this article, or at least the first I heard about you was this article where you actually laid out 10 orders that the Army should not follow. And I believe it was right after Katrina, right? Or was it in that same
– Well, Katrina was a wake-up call about how you have military and police in this country that don't understand the oath. Don't understand the Constitution, and they followed unlawful orders to confiscate guns from American people, the American people. But I started in 2009, after Obama was elected. And so the whole point was to remind everyone, current and former, of their oath responsibilities. Out of the gate, I said, you have a duty to refuse unlawful orders, just like the Democrats are saying right now. They're stealing a page from my book, basically.
Right.
And so, but we went even beyond that. We said, oh, and here's a list of 10 things that we consider to be tripwires that could lead to a civil war in this country, like gun confiscation. We will not do these things.
Right.
And like I was talking to you about, we had, you know, not only was I saying that, but current serving members of the military joined Oath Keepers openly and were walking around handing out push cards with those Declaration of 10 orders on them, and they were never punished by either command at all.
Right.
So, and I think the reason why is that they didn't want to popularize the message of the oath. If they had come down and dropped the hammer on any of them or on me, it would just made us give us a bigger platform.
Right. Well, because at the time they had control of the military and didn't want to see that slip away.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was an Alex Jones documentary, but you know, the footage of the National Guardsmen going from door to door and talking to the camera and going, this is so wrong. We shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
They walk up, knock on the door, give us your guns. And it's like, wait, you know it's wrong, but you're still doing it. That was
right. That
was jarring for me. To me, it's a whole different situation, because what you were doing was actually concerned about the Constitution. You wanted to preserve the Constitution, and you genuinely did not want unlawful orders to be followed. These people, they know there's no unlawful orders. The Seditious Six are just trying to create dissension, in my opinion. So
Agreed. Even
though they're like technically doing the same thing, it's entirely different motivation. It's entirely different intention behind it,
yes.
Which matters to me. And I think it's so.
It matters
I don't know.
To me too. It's I know it's maddening, but you can't, in the name of stopping their coup, you can't throw the First Amendment out the window. You just can't. You can't. I mean, I go back to my oath. I have to defend the right to free speech, even of my enemies in this situation, because what I don't want is a camel's nose under the tent, like what we see in the UK, right? I don't want Pam Bondi, in the name of fighting anti-Semitism, bringing in hate crime laws. But even if it was something I didn't like, you know, I still would not want that. I don't want the camel's nose under the tent.
Right.
It's the same thing here. So I think the best strategy is, like I said, to use it, to say, okay, great, let's talk about the oath.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. But like obviously there are some limitations to free speech, right? Or I wouldn't even call them limitations, but like you can scam somebody out of money by talking to them, right? And it's like, well, but all I did was talk. But it's like, okay, but you lied to them. You
Well, that's an actual crime.
Well, so, I'd say I
according to the U.S. code, you know, trying to inspire dissension in the ranks would be a crime, wouldn't it?
Saying simply that military has an obligation and duty to refuse unlawful orders is not a crime.
Right.
Even if you know that the reason why they're saying that is to cause dissension in the ranks, it's not a crime. It's why they didn't drop the hammer on me for doing that all those years. And I don't want to open that door, because what I don't want is this. I don't want the deep state to say, great, you guys drop the hammer on people for articulating that message. The deep state loves that, because in the end, long term, they just want loyalty, blind obedience by police and military. They'd love to chill the speech of service members and be afraid to even think about saying anything about their duty to say no in the future. Imagine a future Democrat regime comes into power once the blip of Trump is gone. That's their plan, right?
Right.
And then they come back into power. Then they use whatever precedent was set by Trump by, you know, indicting Senator Kelly, for example, or whatever else he does in the name of stopping this, and River Oil, you advocate, they'll sit down the road and be like, hey, thanks a lot for doing that for us. Now we can make sure that no one in the military even talks about this anymore. They just want blind obedience. Can't have that. So you have to trust the troops. You have to trust the troops to have the common sense. And I think not only trust the troops have common sense, but also educate them on their oath. And use this as an opportunity for a teaching moment to train them on the Constitution. You know, why not do that?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And I really loved your idea about having Tulsi Gabbard go out and actually give a presentation on this. And go,
Pete Hegseth.
Yeah. And Pete Hegseth. And actually like have like a PowerPoint and go, you want to talk about the oath? Here's what you can, you know, here is how to lawfully, you know, object to orders. But then I worry if that's not giving too much credence, and the message that the troops would be getting was, okay, I guess even the Trump administration wants us to question order. Like, I don't know how to thread this needle. And I do think it's different when it's somebody who, as yourself, you were a veteran, but you were just a citizen. You were an anonymous citizen. When you have the Senate doing it, or when you have people in the CIA or formerly in the CIA saying, don't worry, we have your back.
Right.
Feel free to do it. It's like, this is different. Expressing just like as a citizen, as a civilian, the Army has an obligation to not follow illegal orders. That's one thing. When you have the CIA actually saying, go ahead and don't follow orders and we'll
wink,
take
wink,
care of it.
Wink, wink, nudge,
wink,
nudge.
Wink, nudge, nudge. Right. That to me is, again, it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, that's the gift. They're giving us a gift. They think in their arrogance they're going to cause dissension in the ranks. It's going to cause, you know, here's what I did. When I started Oath Keepers, my goal was to cause strategic doubt in the minds of the Obama regime that their orders would be followed. I think I did that successfully, actually. They're doing the same thing. They want to cause strategic doubt in Trump's mind, in Hegseth's mind, about whether their orders would be followed. But it's also, I agree with you, it's a dog whistle. That's why they have CIA and this sitting senator. It's a, you know, oh, look at us, we're legitimate. It's a dog whistle to all the milli-type holdovers that are still inside the military. Definitely that's what it is. But use that. Say, here's what's going on. The corrupt CIA, the same ones that murdered Kennedy, the same ones that were biggest drug dealers in the entire world, CIA, lay it all out and say, this is the problem we have here. Brennan has been running, just like Alan Dulles did, he's running his own shadow CIA leadership.
Right.
You know, the entire time. Lay it all out for the troops. Say, we want you to understand these are the domestic enemies of the Constitution, and here's why they're doing what they're doing. And they're dog whistling to all of these holdovers that are traitors to our country. And by the way, we're now purging them all out and start firing them right there on the spot. List their names. We're firing all these assholes because of what they've done, because they're traitors. Just lay it out for the American people. And I think the most credible person to do that is Tulsi Gabbard, because she walked away from the Democratic Party and she has a pretty amazing record, actually, of being you know, a true patriot.
Yeah. And of course, she's still in the military.
And she's pretty hot.
And she's a beautiful woman. So that always helps. No, but she has the gravitas to handle something like that. And I think the ability to handle something.
She does. She has a lot of credibility. And credibility is the coin of the realm.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good idea. It's just, you know, right now the trajectory is they're only getting worse, right? They start off with this seditious video saying, you know, disobey orders. And since then, they've only gotten more brazen. Mark Kelly's on the Sunday shows, doubling down, even expanding it. Now we have Mark Kelly. We can go to Mark Warner, clip 10. Let's go to this clip real quick. This is a sitting senator. And again, I think, you know, I think it's more about trying to claim that Trump himself is an illegitimate president and not delineating between, like you did, here's an unlawful order and a lawful order.
Right.
You're not allowed to, rape prisoners or whatever versus, you know, being deployed on the streets. what they're trying to do is just say Trump himself is not a legitimate president, so none of his orders should be followed.
Right.
Does that make sense? Well, let's go to this video from Mark Warner.
Unprecedented disrespect when they were all brought to get a pep rally in front of Hegseth and Trump. This is an administration that's fired, you know, uniform generals from the head of the NSA, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And I think in many ways, the uniform military may help save us from this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump. And I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
So the uniformed soldiers will save us from this president. Like, that to me is so seditious. It's crazy. That is literally undermining the function of our government literally attempting to disrupt the chain of command.
That's their intent. But the statement itself, if you prosecute that as a crime, it's not, first of all, it's not going to work. I think they try to do a court martial for Kelly. The federal courts will step in and say, oh, no, he's a sitting U.S. senator. He has to be tried in a civilian court. And guess where it's going to be? In Washington, D.C.
Right.
So, and then the judges and the jury will let him off the hook. Well,
would they be able to do that? They'd be able to supersede the military
yes,
courts?
They can. Really? Yeah, they can. They can. And of course, you're also supposing that your military judges will be on your side also.
Right.
This is the problem, is that President Trump, sadly, the Trump administration has not purged the military of all the military types. It's infested with them. I think it's at least half of the officer corps. Now, the rank-and-file military, I'd say 90% are patriots. Like Hegseth himself has said, the response from the troops has been fantastic for ending DUI, DEI and all that nonsense. So I think that's accurate. But the officer corps is horrible, and that's who your judges are when you go into any of these trials and tribunals. So I think there has to be a serious purge in the military ranks. That's how you fix this. But jumping into they're trapping President Trump. They've laid a trap. And you've fallen for it too, frankly, brother. So they want you to say, "Oh yeah, we got to arrest them now for their speech." And then Kelly's running around right now. Look at this. President Trump wants to have Kelly be killed because of my speech. He's attacking the First Amendment. He's a dictator. So that's what they're doing. So,
but see, and that's what I said when Trump put out that tweet saying, hang him or whatever. It's like, that is literally the worst thing you could do. Not doing anything would be better than that, because now you've just given them everything that they want. Either just try them out. Like, I would just like to see the law applied like a robot would apply it. They just go, oh, you broke the law, we're gonna charge you. And hey, maybe he gets out of it, maybe he goes through and they declare him not guilty and he's able to portray himself as a whatever. But I can tell what they're doing, and it's like, I'm sick of allowing them to get away with it. I mean, they tried to send you to prison for 2 decades for unspoken conspiracy. You didn't even say the words that they said. So it's like, yeah. What is more of a threat? What is an actual insurrection? People wandering through the Capitol for a couple hours, or the leaders of our country, senators and, members of the CIA deliberately trying to foster uncertainty and dissension in the ranks? It's like, this is just deliberately insurrectionist activity. And I don't see them slowing down. I don't see them, being presented with a compelling argument that makes them second guess their position. I see them as pushing until it breaks. And to me, the way to solve that is just go, look, we have the U.S. law code. It says you're not allowed to try to inspire the army to disobey orders. You did that. We're going to charge you with it. It's just, it doesn't have to be a big spectacular thing. It just has to be like, by the numbers, you broke the law. Here's the punishment.
I think the smarter play is, like I said, to capitalize on it and say, it's wonderful they're talking about the oath finally, because during the Obama administration, they wanted blind obedience.
Right.
We can point that out. And during the Biden administration also, blind obedience. They put the oath keepers in prison for saying the exact same thing because they saw them as a threat to their hegemony. So point that out, but then say, now let's talk about what's really happening in our country. And these are domestic enemies of the Constitution. Here's why. Lay it all on the table and then prosecute them for what they actually did, for their actual treason, not for saying you have duty to disobey unlawful orders. You prosecute them for that, they're going to win in the court and they'll be seen as the victim. So prosecute them for their actual crimes.
See, I don't know. It's just, to
I know
me,
it's frustrating.
Just, well, it's just so, like, why do we have the U.S. code if it doesn't apply? Like, what
because it doesn't apply. It's free speech. It keeps saying to the military, like I did for all that time, you have a duty to refuse unlawful orders, and that's all you say, which is what they initially started out with. That's not a crime. It can't be a crime. If you make that a crime, you open the door to all speech being criminalized in this country.
Okay, but there is, you know, it's 18 U.S. Code 2387, and it says, like, in attempt to do that. I mean, you know, they didn't prosecute you, but they probably could have if they thought it was, you know, to their benefit. I mean,
they didn't do it because of the exact same reason why it's a mistake to do that now. Would give me a megaphone. It would have made the discussion on the oath even more viral. I think it went viral anyway, but it would have been even more viral, and I'd have been seen as the underdog and the victim.
See, to me, I just see the trajectory that we're on, where they're only getting more brazen, they're only getting more sort of overt in what they're saying. Like, you know, this guy, the uniformed army will save us from this president.
Yeah,
like
I said the same thing about Obama.
Well,
like after Bundy Ranch, I said the reason why they didn't drop the military hammer on us, that they were considering doing a military strike on Bundy Ranch, the reason why they did not do that is because they knew that for every veteran that was there, there were members of the military who were still in service, who served with those guys who were watching. If they smoked their buddies, the guys inside the military would rebel. I said that.
Right.
I mean, that's what is that if not saying, hey, we're going to be saved by the active duty. If you don't watch out, they'll turn on you. But yet they did not prosecute me.
So. Yeah, well, again, I think the intention there was to actually stop a legitimately illegal operation. That's not what the Democrats are doing. They're trying to stop, you know, deportation efforts. Right. These are perfectly
agreed.
Legal.
That's a good point.
So
they're actually doing something that is attempting to overthrow our constitutional republic and directly obstruct enforcement of federal law. That's accurate.
Yeah,
and that's why President Trump should just invoke the Insurrection Act.
That's sort of the fix it all switch, isn't it? You just invoke the Insurrection Act and
that and mass declassification exposure, like I've been saying forever now. I don't understand why that hasn't been done.
Yeah.
Just expose them. Expose them. But that's what's part of what I'm saying though. Even before you declassify, and I think you should put Tulsi Gabbard in charge of that and U.S. intelligence, just kick them all out of the buildings. I've said this before. Just take over the offices of the FBI, NSA, CIA, kick them all out of the buildings, have the military go in there, military intelligence under their command of Hegseth and Tulsi Gabbard, declassify everything and expose all the dirt that we all know that they use. It's obvious. That's what Epstein was doing, working for Mossad and CIA. It's the same thing they've been doing for a long time. Expose them. But meanwhile, even if President Trump won't do that, why not do an address to the nation and say, we're going to use their strategy for our benefit? Let's talk about the oath. Let's talk about what's really happening in this country. Educate the troops. When you tell the troops, here's why we're going to send you into Chicago or Portland, Oregon, because of all these reasons, and here's the constitutional authority, here are the militia statutes, here's the Insurrection Act, all the things that I've talked about before with you. Lay it out for the troops and educate them. Here's your responsibility under your oath. And hey, let's look back at American history. You know, the American Revolution was in large part a civil war. You had a splitting of the country. You had loyalists and you had patriots. And they need to understand that we're very much in the same place right now because of the indoctrination of the radical left of communism. We're facing a situation where we have so many citizens now who are disloyal to this country and want to see its destruction. That's the real fight. Include the troops in on that. And then they should be purging out anyone, whether it's officers or enlisted, who are radical leftists, radical communists. They're not fit for service. Just purge them out.
Well, and of course, that actually happened in Biden's administration, where they purged everybody with a Gadsden flag or they refused to take the COVID vaccine.
But it hasn't happened on our side. I don't understand why it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit, not much, right?
Well, but that's sort of my argument about this whole thing is, again, they tried to send you and Enrique Tarrio to prison for 20 years for insurrection when, you know, neither one of you communicated anything like that. So it's like, why can we not treat them the way they treat us?
We should, but we should indict them for their actual crimes, the underlying conspiracy. I think you guys, Alex, yourself, have been correct that the real problem here, like we're talking about right now, is not the blanket statement that you have a right to or duty to refuse unlawful orders. It's that they're doing this for treasonous purposes. It's that underlying conspiracy. But they have not been brought to account for any of that, right? Why not? Because Kash Patel is now their boy, obviously. Right. Bondi is now their bitch too, frankly. They're not doing this. And so the answer really is to purge out of his own circle the people that are failing to do their friggin' job, the people in that will do their job. Make Ivan Raiklin the friggin' leader of, you know, the FBI. Just pick anybody you want to, frankly. Anyone we know is a hardcore patriot.
Yeah, this is
no General Flynn. Pick somebody that you know has balls that will actually fight for this country.
Yeah,
and put them in those positions, and then go after the bad guys.
Yeah, I just, you know, to me, the, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like if somebody comes into my house and is telling my kid, you know, you don't always have to listen to your parents. You know, maybe, right. You know, your parents tells you to do something you don't want to. I'm like, they can try to justify it all they want. I'm just kicking them out of the house. Like, it's at a certain point, all of their little cleverness, you can't stop us from just saving our country. All of their, you know, because they're all lawyers. They're all advised by, you know, billion-dollar, law firms.
And they're clever.
Very clever. And they're very, you know, they're going to tread that line and do the I'm not touching you thing.
Right. Yeah.
At a certain point, we just have to go, we know what you're doing. You're trying to sow discord because you want to overthrow the country, and we're not going to let you do that.
Exactly. But do that publicly to the American people and to the troops.
Right.
Lay it all out. And then prosecute them for their actual underlying conspiracy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think this is part of it. I think I do think it's like, what could they say if they just came out and said the troops should refuse orders outright? That would be a crime that you think they'd be.
If they were to say we want the troops to arrest President Trump, that would obviously cross the line. Or if they said we want the troops to refuse any orders from President Trump, that would cross the line. That was what you could say is their attempt to disrupt dissension in the chain of command. That's clear, more clear, bright line violations. Just saying you have a duty to refuse unlawful orders, as maddening as it is for you, and I know it's driving you crazy, it's still protected speech. Because here's the thing, like with my speech, this is the problem, they did violate our free speech. So, but if we do that, because the courts are in their command, first of all, it's not going to work. And second, they'll be able to say, look at this. President Trump is a dictator. He tried to imprison Americans for their, you know, free speech, for saying something that is actually factually accurate and is protected speech. And they'd be right about that. Even though they're traitors, their free speech is still protected. This is the way it is right now.
Yeah, that's why I just want the military to just – I don't even think Trump has to be involved in it. Again, it just seems to me like if it was a rank and file member making a video going, hey, we're going to disobey a legal order.
July 4 Patriot, the Marine way back when. He did that.
I don't know
that story. He was a current serving Marine and got up there with a mask on and did that. He put out videos. You know, later on, he was railroaded by his crazy ex-wife and falsely claimed of raping his own daughter, molesting his own daughter. It was complete. Oh. He's in prison right now. But here's the thing. I don't want men being honorable and speaking out about their responsibility under their oath to be criminalized by anybody.
Right.
But we have to have we have to trust the troops. You got to have faith in the American fighting man.
Well, see,
you have
what,
to.
What if like I'm playing this out in my head and it's just like, okay, the trajectory is they're only getting more brazen. Again, right. I think, you know, what Mark Warner just said, I mean,
sure. Yeah.
You know, it's like, so more and more statements like that are going to be made, more and more, you know, justification for it. And eventually it's going to get to a point where Trump's going to, you know, try to deploy the National Guard somewhere and the commander is going to say, no, I'm not going.
That's right.
And then it's going to be a big, you know, contest over that.
I agree.
It's going to be a lot.
I agree. But here's the problem.
Why let it get to that point?
Well, here's the problem. Is why are they being so brazen? Because they know there's no downside, no accountability.
Right.
So I agree with you on that. They should, though, be purged out of every office they're in. They should be exposed for what they're doing, and then they should be prosecuted for their actual treason against the United States. The coup of 2020, the ongoing attempt to kill President Trump, all of these things that Kash Patel is sitting on and not doing anything about, and Pam Bondi also. That's why it drives me crazy. How come we're not actually going after them for their actual coup? Instead, we now want to prosecute them for saying something that they know is bait to get him to say something against free speech.
Yeah, I just think it's against the law. We'll be right back.
The 12 Days of Christmas sale is here at thealexshowstore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements, while supplies last, are buy one, get one free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like Ultra Methylene Blue, get another one free. This is you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit thealexshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the InfoWar. Every purchase gets 50x entries. to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh my God, I drove one of those. Just amazing, so smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50x entries this week. Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. 10K cash on top of it, and brand new Ford Raptor, 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months in a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles. And it obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is it funds this operation and we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together, and InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get, the very best highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The Ultramethylene Blue. And again, consult your physician before you take Methylene Blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But Bovine Colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my Bovine Colostrum before we even rolled it out, a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, Bovine Colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at thealexjonesstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025. And it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the Bovine Colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the Methylene Blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish Sea Moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish Sea Moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Same with Bovine Colostrum. Not the case with Methylene Blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% curcuminoid. The average turmeric product is 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com, and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, Bovine Colostrum too, and he was always stocked high with the precious Methylene Blue. But up on Mount Microchist lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast, and he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took Methylene Blue, Red, Ultimate Life Force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout, "The Globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop." To be continued.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. Keep your hand on your gun.
All right, welcome back, folks. You probably won't be surprised to know that the conversation continued off air.
It went really far into revolutionary land.
Yeah, into revolutionary land. Because that's the thing. I feel like we've already crossed the Rubicon. I feel like we're already in a place where they are telling the troops not to follow orders. They're gearing up for they're gearing up for the real fight. And the longer we wait to just take them at their word and treat them like the enemies they so clearly are, it's just going to be a harder and eventually impossible fight to win.
Agreed. I agree with you.
So what do we do?
So, but you have to be clever like the founding fathers were. Remember, credibility is the coin of the realm. When the founding fathers finally resisted the king, they did it after General Gage marched out into the countryside to go and arrest their leadership, to arrest Hamilton and Adams, Hancock and Adams, and then to go and disarm them. They were the aggressors, perceived by the world as the aggressors. That's when the fight kicked off. Mm. So we have to make sure that we are maintaining the moral high ground. And the best way to do it, I know it sounds like a broken record, expose them. Mass declassification. The dirt is there. It's how the intelligence agencies control all these dirt bags is through that, through their dirty secrets. Expose them and then invoke the Insurrection Act. And at that point, if you have a sitting judge who's a pedophile but exposes the pedophile or exposes the traitor who took money from communist China, and then you have a situation where these judges refuse to step off the bench or whatever, just go arrest them. At that point, President Trump can point to the American people and say, end of the troops. In this situation, much like with Lincoln's situation, I have no choice but to do what I have to do to defend the Constitution, and I call on all you troops to obey my orders to go arrest these pedophiles and disclose traitors who have now been exposed, go arrest them. And at that point, you're more in the territory of the American Revolution than you are anywhere else. Like I would say, I have to defend the Constitution until it no longer exists. But if we can't fix this through our system because they have so taken over the system with pedophiles and traitors, for example, then we're thrown back into Declaration of Independence territory, where we said that whenever any form of government, including this one, becomes destructive of the ends of government to protect the rights of the people, the God-given rights of the people, it is our right and our duty to throw it off. And that's where we're at. But if you're going to have that fight, and we will eventually at some point, why not have it while President Trump is commander-in-chief? And why not have it while you gain maximum credibility by exposing all their dirt and how evil they really are? You know.
Yeah, I just, you know, so we're dealing with a situation where our enemies own the courts, and they own the media and the messaging systems, and they own the law enforcement to a large degree, and they have
Own Congress.
They own Congress, and they have these NGOs that have seeded these foreign populations all over our country.
They own the CIA. They own the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. So what we own now is the office that we got Trump into.
Yes, that's right.
That now they're doing everything they can to delegitimize that, and I mean, frankly, it does seem like we've crossed that point where we elected Trump on a mandate with the Congress and the Senate, and yet nothing can get done. The judges are continuing to issue nationwide injunctions, even though the Supreme Court in June said they weren't allowed to do that. So it's like, laws just don't matter anymore. They're just doing whatever they want.
This is where I agree with Nick Fuentes from yesterday. He's right. Trump should do like Andrew Jackson. It's like they've made their decision now, how they have them enforce it.
Let them enforce
it. But that's why he has to expose them. Because if he does that, starts ignoring any district court judge's injunction, they're going to again accuse him of being a dictator. So expose them for what they are. That's their weakness. Their weakness is exposure. I don't know how else to say it. Expose them and then do what you have to do to save the country.
Yeah, I just think Trump doesn't seem to be taking any of this as seriously as he should. But then again, you know, he goes out and he tweets. I don't know, do we even say this on it? This is the problem. We've had this conversation on and off air. So I don't even know if we mentioned the thing I was going to say. Whatever. Lost train of thought.
Go ahead.
What would you do if you were Trump right now, other than so exposure would be the first thing. But again, it's like they need to be punished somehow. And it's like, yeah, they're going to portray it as being a victim. Obviously, that's what they're going to do. But clearly, every time they take a step farther and there's no reaction, they take another step and there's no reaction. They take another step. There's no reaction. It's like eventually you have to intervene. You have to stop this before it gets to the point that it's uncontrollable.
Right. So here's what I would do. I would hold a national address with Hegseth and Tulsi, explain the oath, lay out all the criminality, and then at that moment, start the declassification, and then invoke the Insurrection Act at the same moment. I'm instructing Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth to work together to go and take over every building and have the troops already on the way, special warfare guys, you know, MARSOC, Special Forces, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers. Just go seize these buildings and, you know, just announce that. As we lay out for you, the American people, who they are and what they've been doing, Brennan and all the rest of them, we are at this moment seizing all the data in all of these agencies, CIA, FBI, NSA. We're kicking them all out of the building. They'll all go home. They can be on paid vacation. Meanwhile, the U.S. military is going to go in there and help us declassify and expose their dirt. So stand by for that. And then once that's done, then invoke the Insurrection Act and go arrest them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that it really is like the solve everything button. Yeah. Like you just press that and just do it. But
channel your inner Lincoln at that point. you know?
Yeah, and do, but like it, because it's necessary to save the country. It's not like we're just like mad that we're not getting our way. It's like they are literally
what
trying
to. What would George Washington do?
Yeah, and he would, he led the freaking troops of the Whiskey Rebellion. Like you go to the front and you lead them. And that's the thing. It's like, what more do we need? Like, they keep announcing, you know, investigations, and it's like, we have all of the information. Russiagate was a fraud. They tried to stop the election of Donald Trump. They tried to screw him over when he was president. It's like, we have all of the information we could ever possibly need. We know the names. We know the way they did it. But nothing is happening, because it's almost like we've been indoctrinated in this idea that, like, we have to get them to agree that what they did was wrong, that they're going to wake up one day and go, hey, you're right. I am being an insurrectionist.
That's a fair point when it comes to federal judges. You're never going to get the federal judges to agree that they are traitors. They're never going to do that. Yeah.
So and they're never going to indict their co-conspirators. No. So, you know, at a certain point, you just have to go, look, we either do this or we're not a country anymore.
Yeah, I agree. And one thing I would add is not only should he invoke the Insurrection Act and do all the mass disclosures and all of that, take all the data, seize it all, he should also call us all up as the militia, as I said before, all of us. And that's how you preserve order in the states while this is going on. He calls all the men in the country up, at least in the loyal counties. You don't call up the Democrat counties, but call up all the other counties and organize them to suppress the insurrection that you know is going to come. That's when they will use the Podesta plan and cause massive riots all over the country. That's what we're for, the militia. You don't have enough National Guard to do that. You don't have enough active duty military, but you have enough of us to do it.
Yeah. And we want to do it. Like most people I know, and it's funny because
they're ready.
You think you watch the hardcore right wingers on X or whatever. You think no. Talk to a regular person, and like I talk to friends, and they're just like, I'm just cleaning my gun and waiting for the green light, brother. And it's like people are ready to just have this wet blanket off of us, of all of these traitors, of all of this subversion.
Right.
It's like cut the Gordian knot. We're sitting there trying to untangle thing. It's like no, we know what they're doing. Yeah, they're going to wink and nod and pretend they're not doing it, but like we don't need their permission. We don't need them to admit what they're doing. We know. Let's just get it done already. Arrest
Agreed.
The traitors.
But you have to have as many of the active duty military and veterans and the American people on your side as possible so that we can get it done with the least amount of bloodshed. And the way to do that is exposure.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, I can see sort of the way it's going now, and there's going to be some National Guardman who's going to refuse to orders, and so they're going to have court martial him, and that's going to be a big thing. It's just like I don't see how to interrupt this. I don't see another time that's going to be more convenient than now. It's just like
it's got to be done now, and it's kind of like when you're starting to feel queasy and you drank something you shouldn't have drank, stick your finger down your throat and throw up. Right. So President Trump's got to stick his finger down the throat of the federal government and throw it all up.
Yeah.
Mass disclosure. Dump all the skeletons out of the closet. This is why they killed Robert Kennedy. He was going to come in back. He was going to become president of the United States when he got the nomination in California, and he was going to go in and investigate his brother's death, his murder of JFK. He was going to expose it all. They knew they could not stop him because he had declassification power if he became president. That's why they killed him. So they tried to kill Trump. That's the one thing they fear more than anything else is him not looking at all this other stuff and looking at what he can do. And I just don't understand what's going on in his circle of advisors. They're not telling him, this is what you can do. They've done it for 2016, right? They've declassified some things. I just don't understand why it's not being done.
I don't understand either. I mean, what is the reason that things aren't being done quick? Because, you know, it's everything.
He's surrounded by snakes. That's the reason.
Yeah. Well, what do we do about that?
One reason.
And let's we can talk about this too. The crew just brought in these stories. Pentagon Inspector General classified report finds Hegseth's signal chat violated regulations, put U.S. personnel at risk. I mean, to me, this whole thing has been a setup from the beginning. They clearly hate Hegseth. First, it was his tattoos. Then he was just drinking, or he cheated on his wife or something. It's just they have relentlessly tried to get this guy out.
He had a brief affair with some girl at a conference, some married woman, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Right. He apparently had like to have a drink or two. Oh, get him out. All right, that didn't work. Okay, Signalgate. All right, he's got to resign because of Signalgate. All right, that didn't work. Okay, now it's the boat thing. All right, now he has to get out. And it's just like, okay, you just hate Hegseth. You're just trying to get Hegseth out. You're throwing
everything
at the wall.
Because he's one of the patriots that we know are real, that are legit. That's why they want him out.
I completely agree.
They're not trying to get rid of Ratcliffe. Why not? Because he's one of them.
Right, and they're trying to replace him with this Dan guy.
They're not trying to get rid of Kash Patel, even though he's flying around and, you know, doing all the same things he criticized before.
Yeah.
They're not yelling about getting rid of him. That tells you who they really – who they've already compromised. The ones you're not trying to get rid of are part of their team.
Right.
This is the way it is.
So how do we survive it? Because, again, it's this type of stuff where it's like – how are we supposed to run a country when there's just constant interference from this obviously aligned group of conspirators?
Stick your finger down your throat and get it over with. That's what President Trump's got to do. So I think we should pressure him to do that. Problem is if you only do like half, not even a half measure, a tenth of a measure by indicting Kelly, for example, and trying to bring him under a military tribunal. You know, everyone wants to do that, but that's not going to work. You have to expose all the corrupt judges. You got to expose all their dirt. Expose the pedophiles. Just start right there. Expose a Republican pedophile and a Democrat pedophile on the bench, in Congress, whatever, and keep on going through the list of pedophiles first. Then go to the ones that committed treason by taking money from China, or they're bought and paid for by China, or blackmailed by China. Expose all their dirt. What U.S. military member is going to stand down and refuse your lawful orders to go arrest a dirtbag like that? They're going to go arrest them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, it's like all of these different things have this one thing in common, which is anarcho-tyranny, which is that laws are brutally, you know, imposed on people that don't even break them, like yourself or other J6ers. They will be subjected to the full force and weight of the law. Whereas if it's a senator or whoever else, Hillary Clinton, they just skate free. And whether it's deportations or anything else, like, you know, now it's this big controversy where, you know, we're supposed to be this, how do they put it? Nation of an idea. Our nation's an idea, right? And it's like, but when you take an oath to become a citizen, you know, you swear, you forego all old alliances and you're,
right.
You know,
elite. You swear allegiance to our Constitution.
Right.
Which is why I sent you that clip. I covered it last hour for Alex's show. There is a process of revoking naturalization. If you're not loyal to the Constitution, if you belong to a terrorist organization,
just be revoked.
Yeah, just be revoked. Right.
That's what. And I was saying to you earlier. We were talking about earlier. It's like maybe saying like an algorithm isn't what I want, but that's the idea. Is just like, okay, this person's, you know, became a citizen and then started advocating communism. Revoked. They're out. This person did this. Okay, that's wrong. Revoked. They're out. And if it was just like that across the board, it'd be fine. But instead, it's like they'll just spend infinite amount of money and resources to hunt down things that don't even matter. And meanwhile, you've got senators committing open treason on TV and we can't even slap them on the wrist. It's just so frustrating. It's just okay, if they broke the law, subject them to the law.
I get it. I understand
that. We save the country that way.
But it's not going to work until you purge the judges,
yeah.
First of all. Even if you wanted to say, okay, that is a crime. I don't think it is. I think it's protected speech, as bad as that is, as frustrating as it is. But even if you said, yes, that's a legitimate crime, no judge in this country is going to let that go forward in a prosecution.
Yeah.
None of them. Not any, none of the Republicans either.
Not the military court either?
No. No. This is a sad world we're in. They have not purged out all the general millies that are still in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and so that's – but that's the issue. Like, yeah,
we purge.
But it just seems like the longer we wait to do anything, the more provocative they're going to be.
Agreed.
The more these you know, judges are going to be utilized.
Well, that's why President Trump should take advantage of the holiday break. That should be his night of the long knives, and to bring up a historical example of purging. That's when he can do recess appointments. He can put Ivan Raiklin in charge of, you know, FBI.
Right.
He can put General Flynn in charge of the CIA or whatever he wants to do. Bring in these hardcores that are Jeffrey Clark in charge of the DOJ, which I really recommend. So I think that's what he can do. Recess appointments. No one can stop him. I forget how long it is, like 6 months or whatever it is for a recess appointment has to be taken in front of the Senate. But meanwhile, you're declassifying, exposing all the senators and arresting their asses.
Yeah.
But start with getting rid of the blocks inside your own administration. I consider them, frankly, traitors, people that have gone over to the other side. Like Bill Barr was from the very beginning. Why didn't Trump fire Bill Barr long before he did? I just don't understand it. So this is what he can do. We should pressure him to do what he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It seems to me like this is the 100th time this has happened. I mean, how many, you know, you got Gavin Newsom and the governor of Illinois both being like, yeah, come arrest me, Trump. You know, what are you going to do about it? And it's like, when are we going to do something about it? Like, when eventually are we just going to actually get what we voted for? Because that's really what is at stake here is like, who is really in charge of our country? And if voting doesn't matter, like
the deep state,
Right. So then why are we preserving the Constitution?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You do get to a point where the Constitution is destroyed, but even there, following examples of the Founding Fathers, they maintained the higher ground, the perception of the world. Credibility matters. If you're going to have a fight, have it where you have maximum credibility and they have less credibility. And the way to do that, again, is exposure.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, more troops are going to buy their nonsense that President Trump is being a dictator, and they're going to obey their treasonous generals who are still in office, purge the generals out that are traitors to this country. He can do that right now. He can do it tonight. Just sign off on this general's fired. As commander in chief, he can fire any general he wants to. Look throughout history, every president has the authority to fire. Look at Truman fired MacArthur because MacArthur wanted to nuke, the Chinese, and he didn't want to go along with not doing that. He fired him, so they can fire them at will. It's at will. So why does he do that? Start there first. Purge the ranks of the traitors to our Constitution. Start there, but then do the mass disclosure and data dump exposure. Like I said, do a press conference and educate the troops.
Yeah.
Here's what we're doing. It's going to be rough, but this is what we have to do. And then get it done.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking earlier about the fact Mark Milley's never been – I mean, what he did wasn't – it wasn't just saying things.
Open treason.
Contacted China to undermine the ability of our commander-in-chief to negotiate with them.
He promised them that if President Trump does something that they don't like, don't worry, we will not obey it.
Yeah.
He should be tried for treason.
Well, and not only that – after January 6th, he and Nancy Pelosi got together and said, we're taking the nuclear football away from Trump. They usurped the chain of command.
So why has he not been indicted yet?
It's a great question. This is the thing. It's just the level of frustration. But it's like, because we haven't done anything, because it's like, well, that would be hard. Nobody would indict General Milley. It's like, so we're just never going to do anything. So we'll just let them run roughshod forever.
I'm not saying that.
No, I know. But that's the frustration. Right. It's just like... At what point? I mean, my God, in 2016, we had their text messages saying, this is our insurance policy. Right. Those people are still out there. So it's just like, some point, you got to step in to arrest these people.
Those are clear crimes.
Right.
That's not protected speech. A sitting general talking to our enemies about how they're going to disobey the President of the United States to help our enemies, he should be indicted. He should be tried for treason and then executed. That's what he should be done.
Well, see,
with a military tribunal. Absolutely.
See, I just feel the same way about the Seditious Six as you do about Milley. It's just like they are trying to they are openly committing sedition. They're pushing the envelope as far as it'll go.
They're very clever.
They're clever. They're so clever. It's like at a certain point, your cleverness doesn't help when you're getting punched in the face. It's like at a certain point, it's like, wow, that's so clever. Turn around, face the wall.
Have a trial. Try Milley for treason right now in a military tribunal, or trying to do that to Senator Kelly and then have some federal judge say you're improperly punishing free speech of a sitting senator, blah, 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 blah. He has immunity because he's a senator, blah, 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 blah. Which one's better for you? For our cause?
Right now, I think looking forward, I actually think it's Kelly, because Milley's not – he's not in – he's not a threat right now. The threat right now is this impetus they're getting, this motivation that they're building and building.
This is the trap. They set a trap for President Trump and all of us by saying, let's get him to say he wants to suppress free speech and put people in prison for their free speech. And that's how they're going to sell. That's how they're selling it right now.
Right.
You get Kelly all over the place. President Trump wants to kill me for my free speech. He's a dictator. That's what they wanted him to do. All that is doubling down on it and actually charging him, it just makes it easier for them to say, see, we told you so.
Trump should have never said anything. It just should have been the military, just some anonymous, total unknown clerk in the Pentagon just going, all right, we'll file this and do that. Because, again, even if they make it a big spectacle, even if, it ends up not going anywhere, do what they did to you. Throw them in prison for 2 years in solitary confinement while the court gets its act together. It's like,
but they won't.
Put
that's
them
the problem
it.
Because the federal. We keep going around to the same point. The federal judges are on their team. That's the problem.
Well, then they can be arrested too. Like that's, to me, it's like we only have 500,000 deportations this year. At that rate, it's going to take 20 years just to deal with the people that came over between 2020 and 2024.
It's not going to happen.
It's unsustainable. It's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
But every time, but we haven't changed tactics at all. They're still sending out ICE teams to try to arrest one random person in a neighborhood with 1,000 people showing up and trying to stop them. It's like, where is the strategic realignment where they go, okay, instead of doing it this way, we're going to do giant sweeps, and anybody that tries to stop us is getting arrested. It's
good question.
It's almost like the left is setting us up for this like chain effect where like, okay, we're going to arrest this person. Then all these people are going to come try to stop the arrest. So we arrest those people. And then maybe these people are going to try to break them out of prison. So we arrest these people. It's just like, just do the law. Just if it's illegal to throw yourself in front of a cop car to try to let a criminal get away. Anybody that does that needs to be arrested, needs to be charged. And even if they have a friendly judge, put them through the motions.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. That's why I want Kat Patel fired, and Bongino too. Because what is Bongino doing? If he's not speaking out, he's part of the problem. They should be fired because they're not doing that. They're not investigating, and the DOJ also. They're not prosecuting people. I agree. Even if you have piece of crap judges, at least indict them. Then the people will see how illegitimate these judges are. Here are all the facts of the case. Here's why, like they did to us. Here's the affidavits of the witnesses and everything else. And oh, you got a judge that won't go forward? Okay, and this exposes the judges being fraudulent and having no credibility. They destroy their credibility.
Yeah. Well, I just think it, you know, something needs to be done, because right now we're getting a lot of talk and no action, and it's right. That's worse than anything in my opinion. Because yeah, now they are running around going, Trump wants to kill me, and it's like, yeah. Trump should have never said anything. Just should have quietly been involved. Invoked.
I'll agree on that. If you're going to do it the right way.
Do it. Don't talk about doing it first. That's the thing with the Trump administration. It's like they talk such a good game, but it's like, man, if you were doing the right stuff, you wouldn't have to say a word. We would love you and we would be in full support. But instead, we get a lot of hoopla. We get a lot of nothing. We get a lot of talk and no action. Yeah. Meanwhile, the left is on the warpath and they're marching and they're organizing and they're not being prevented from doing so. Yeah. So it's just like, I don't even care what's done. Just something. Can we do something to stop this feedback loop?
And meanwhile, the clock's running out. It's ticking out.
It is.
Yeah. And that's their strategy. Their strategy is to put him on the defensive, distract him. That's why I'm saying I believe this is part of that, and run the clock out so he's not actually going after them.
Yeah.
You know, the actual deep.
And it's worked. I mean, they've run the clock out for 11 months already, and now we don't even have the indictments of James Comey anymore. So it's like there's a level of frustration, I think, that at a certain point it's like – they're going to push the envelope. At a certain point, you just have to go, we know what you're doing, and we're not going to let you and invoke the Insurrection Act. I really think that.
He should do that right now.
Yeah.
And if he fails to do that, then the American people are going to be put in a position where it's like, okay, we know that this world is governed by pedophiles. That's what they are, the evil pedophiles that look at us like cattle. They have a plan, like Catherine Austin Fisk calls it, you know, the great culling. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're trying to do to us, what COVID was and is. And so if President Trump is not going to fix it, then it'll fall to us to fix it. It'd be much more difficult, though, to fix it when he's out of office.
The longer we wait, the more difficult it's going
to be. So how do we get him to do
his
job?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Do you become accelerationist and try to find some way and to force his hand at this point? That's where we're at.
I don't know. I mean, the man got shot in the head.
I'm talking myself back into a prison cell right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you better watch that. Good thing we're running out of time here. No.
Right.
But yeah, that's what I keep saying is I'm like, the man was shot in the head. What am I supposed to say to convince him that it's serious? His ear was bleeding all over the place. So I don't know. I don't know what we have to do, but we are running out of time in more ways than one. Stuart, thank you so much for being with us. Oathkeepers.info, givesandgo.com/oath. I understand. I don't know. It's just frustrating. But maybe there is no answer.
Declaration of Independence in the air.
If there's one answer, the Declaration of Independence. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Please remember, I can't battle the globalists without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. We make it easy at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a massive 12 days of Christmas sale going right now, a huge sale going right now. We will be running a series of limited time sales. These sales could end without warnings. Each product sells out. So make sure you take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Add any supplement, whether it's a $20 one, you name it, any other supplement you want, absolutely free. So you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. So many other great new products that are in stock as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For just the next 5 days, there's a typo on this ad, of course. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale. For the next 5 days, you can buy any supplement, get any other supplement free at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. the Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin, we must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on Fifth Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Batbrain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA revival!
Christmas with Alex and crew on cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.